Each week on the hit show Out of the Fog, spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic, lights up your day with spiritual conversation, enlightening guests, and on-air readings that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, light workers, spiritual visionaries, and more. Whether she's interviewing someone well-known or unknown, Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity keep the atmosphere positive and generous. Want an on-air reading? Tune in to hear Karen take your calls and deliver the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Now here's your host, Karen Hager.
Hello and welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. Each week at this time, we gather for spiritual conversation and enlightening guests. I want to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. I want to get you moving from stuck to unstuck, out of fear and into love. You are very welcome here, whether you're listening live or catching an archived version of the show. Time and distance are no barrier to energy. And so whenever you're tuning in, I like to think you're here for a reason. I hope that something you hear in the next hour gives you a new perspective, strikes your curiosity, and helps you move forward. Now, I've often shared with you my feeling that we are in a time of transformation, a time of acceleration, a time of awakening. But what does it mean to be awake? My guest on today's show is best-selling author Barbara Berger, and she's going to share with us how waking up to the nature of mind and consciousness can help you live a happy life. Before I bring Barbara on the air, I want to ask you to visit fogcitypsychic.com to explore my little internet world. If you want to book a private session with me, explore one of the classes I offer, grab some free guided meditations, or sign up for the not-so-monthly newsletter, go have at it. Fogcitypsychic.com. Go on over there and click on everything. And you know the Out of the Fog salon, right? That's the monthly online gallery reading where everybody gets a reading and we all laugh ourselves sick and have a great time in the process. Well, this month's gathering is special because I've invited intuitive Stephanie Beebe to join me in the salon. She is also known as the Soul Whisperer, and people call her that because of the way she can connect, and quickly too, because I've heard her do it, with your higher self, with your true purpose. And so when Stephanie and I get together in the salon, it's on April 28th, that's going to be something special. Get details at fogcitypsychic.com. We've got to keep the group really small because each of us are going to read for everybody in the group. So we got to keep it a small group. That's filling up. So grab it if you're interested, fogcitypsychic.com. And now, Barbara Berger has been a seeker all her life. And her books are based on her life's work, which is to try to find a way out of suffering. That quest has led Barbara to explore many different pathways and approaches, mental, physical, metaphysical, psychological, and spiritual. Her journey has led her to study the science of the mind, the nature of consciousness, metaphysics, and finally, traditional spirituality and psychology. Now, Barbara's written 15 and 16, because I know there's a new one coming out in May in Denmark. So I'm going to say she's written 16 self-empowerment books documenting and presenting the tools and the insights she's discovered over the years. Her books include the international bestseller, The Road to Power, Fast Food for the Soul, Are You Happy Now? 10 Ways to Live a Happy Life, that may be my favorite title, and The Awakening Human Being, A Guide to the Power of Mind. In all of her books, Barbara explores and explains the incredible power of mind and how we can use this power wisely to live happy lives right now, regardless of outer events and circumstances. You can find out more about Barbara and her work at beamteam.com, and that's beamteam.com. Barbara, welcome to Out of the Fog.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for inviting me. I'm thrilled to be here.
Oh, you're very welcome. We're going to be talking today about your book, The Awakening Human Being, which is a wonderful, practical handbook for people who are trying to step away from suffering and step into happiness and awareness. Can you share with us a little bit of the journey that that led you to this place? Because you've packed a lot in there. You've had a very eventful experience.
Well, as you said, I've written a lot of books, and I've been on this journey for a very long time. So actually, if you want to know a bit about my life, I now live in Copenhagen, Denmark, here in Europe, but I am an American, as you can hear, and I grew up in the United States. I actually grew up in Bethesda, Maryland, which is a suburb of Washington, D.C., as you know, because my father worked in the Pentagon when I was a kid, and when I became a teenager, I had a boyfriend, and this is a long time ago, who was the time of the Vietnam War, who got drafted to go to Vietnam, and we were against the war, and since my father worked in the Pentagon, that wasn't a very popular thing for his daughter to do and feel, so I ran away from home. I was really young with this guy, and we ended up, we had many journeys, and we were underground for a couple of years, and we ended up actually in Sweden, where we got political asylum. So that's actually how I came to live in Scandinavia.
Wow.
So some reason the universe wanted me to do the quest here. Mm-hmm. So I've been here ever since then, actually, and had several different kind of spiritual centers, and have been actually been working with these things my whole life, consulting with people, being I'm also a therapist, so yeah, trying to find the way out of suffering. That's
wow.
been, yeah.
And from that, it sounds like the way that you were kind of launched on this journey, that has to do with following your conviction, following that strong feeling, and it led you into action all mm-hmm. the way across the world, it sounds like.
Yeah, exactly. So I had actually a very kind of traumatic start to my life, and at this very young age, I was actually only 17 when I left home. Mm-hmm. I was sort of like thrown into the arena of, you know, like, how do we make this world a better place? And okay, maybe in the beginning it was more social, political, but then, you know, then, okay, that was in the 60s, and it was really a time of transformation and upheaval. And then in the 70s, it was more, you know, food and organic living. And we had a health center in Copenhagen, and it was, you know, about curing illness by, you know, your diet and all that. But then at some point in the end of the 70s and the early 80s, I sort of discovered that, okay, food, exercise and all that, that's, you know, that's important, but that wasn't the whole answer, that there was some other factor involved. And I mean, you could recommend diet to people, you could do all this stuff, and why did some people get well and other people didn't get well? I mean, it was like, you know, the same cure didn't work for everybody, and that was when I sort of started to realize that there was more involved, that there was the mental aspect, the psychological aspect, the spiritual aspect. So each step on the pathway was sort of leading me to, you know, what is the key? What is the key? What is really the decisive factor? And so that has really led me to really what's pretty much summed up in this last book, The Awakening Human Being, waking up to the nature of mind and the nature of reality, because I've found out that that's really the key to living a happy life. And I mean, that's really what we all want. We all want to live happy lives. So the big question is, how do we actually do that? You know, what's the secret?
Well, and it also, a big part of your work is the idea of getting real, coming to looking at that reality as things mm-hmm. really are. That mm-hmm. can be a little bit difficult.
Mm-hmm. Well, we call our work, if you go to our website, you'll see that I work together with a very handsome young man who's my son. and we call our work getting real, because one of the things that we have discovered through our long journey and working with all these techniques is that there's usually a big difference, especially when people are unhappy or suffering. There's usually a big difference between their thinking and their stories and their interpretations of what's going on and reality itself. And it's this discrepancy between reality and our stories about it that's really very, very confusing for so many people. And that's why I always say that waking up to the nature of mind is the key, because until we really understand that we experience our thinking and not really reality, until we understand that we experience our interpretation of events and not actually what happens, until we actually see the mechanism, we're kind of victims of forces that we really don't understand. But if we start to understand it, then we suddenly, it's like self-empowerment. Then we see, okay, this is what's going on, and I can actually do something about it. So it's very, very liberating to understand the way your mind works.
Wow, wonderful. You are listening to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. My guest is best-selling author Barbara Berger. When we come back, we're going to talk about what it means to be an awakening human being. We'll be right back after this. Each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Transformation Talk Radio,
a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai. The healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, and my guest today is best-selling author Barbara Berger. We're talking about her journey and her work. Her latest book is The Awakening Human Being, A Guide to the Power of Mind. And you can find out tons of great stuff about Barbara, what she's up to. She's got a new book coming out, by the way, in May in Denmark. Her website is beamteam.com. So that's beamteam.com. If you go there, you can sign up for her newsletter. She's giving away five free copies of this book. She's going to take those, choose names from the five people who sign up for her newsletter at beamteam.com. And there's a place they can download the mental laws, right, Barbara?
Right. Right. Yep. If you're interested in the stuff we're talking about, go to the website and click on the mental laws, and you'll be able to download that small document for free. And it's actually the first half of The Awakening Human Being, where I actually outline the way the mind works. These mental laws are so important to understanding what's going on in your life. So I think this information is so important and so valuable that I'm giving it away for free, because really I think this information is not being taught in school today. Our kids are not learning it, and we didn't learn it when we went to school. So somebody's got to put it out there, so I decided to be the one.
Nice. Oh, I love that. Well, and it's part of creating that shift, you know. Everybody's talking about awakening, right? People, I throw the word around, everybody throws the word around. What do you mean? That's the title of the book, The Awakening Human Being. What does that mean?
Well, it's awakening to our true nature. And what does that mean? In other words, we are all conscious beings, but are we conscious of the fact that we're conscious? So waking up to what we really are, that we are this field of consciousness, that is what the awakening is really about. And when we do that, when we see what our true nature is, then we understand that in this field of consciousness, there's something called thoughts arising, which I outline in this book, and that these thoughts that are arising in us, they are determining our experience of life. And so you could say that actually, what is it that is preventing you, me, or anyone else from being happy right now, right at this very moment? What is it that is preventing us from experiencing our true nature? What is it that's preventing us from experiencing the radiance, the love, whatever you want to call it, which is what we really are? And if you think about that, what is it that's preventing you from being happy right now? A thought will arise in your mind. Some story about something that you lack, something that you feel is not good enough, something that you think is imperfect. And this thought, whatever it is, it's blocking your experience of the divinity, which is your true nature. So it's really, really interesting to discover that the nature of mind, as long as we're not in control of it, as long as we're not understanding what it's doing, it's somehow it's a kind of it's sabotaging our own experience of our own divinity. You could say in a way that our true nature is like the radiance of the sun, and our confused thinking is like the clouds that's blocking our own experience of the radiance of what we are. So waking up to the nature of mind, waking up to what we are actually doing unconsciously, is the key to experiencing happiness.
How do we, you have a very interesting exercise in your book where you say go and sit across from a blank wall and try to clear your mind, try not to think. And it isn't possible. Mm-hmm. So how can we not have our thoughts? How can we not get trapped in that sabotage? Well,
it's not so much a question about, I mean, that you're describing what I call the first mental law, to discover the fact that thoughts are arising automatically. It's not something that we're doing. You know, we have this idea that we're thinking, but we're actually being thought. And by sitting down and doing that exercise that I have in the book, in other words, if you sit in a chair and stare at a white wall and tell yourself not to think, you probably can't do it for more than 30 seconds. Or maybe if you're a really good meditator, you can do it for a minute or two. But then a thought will arise. Even though you have decided that you don't want to think, thoughts arise by themselves. So then you discover that, wow, I'm not doing it. And that's really very interesting. And then actually the next mental law that I describe is that if you go back to the wall, my wall, and you sit and you look and you watch the thoughts arising, you know, oh, I forgot to buy milk in the supermarket. My boyfriend said that to me last night. They just pop up. But then if you sit there and you watch that, you notice that the thoughts, they come and go, and you're still there. So what does that mean? You're sitting there watching thoughts arise and disappear. So you can't be your thoughts. I mean, that's really waking up to the nature of consciousness. That's what I mean by the awakening human being, actually discovering this, that you are not your thoughts. We are, most of us, so identified with our thinking that we believe that we are our stories, but actually we're not. So when you actually do these exercises, that's the reason why I try to do it very slowly in the book, to slow it down, because that's the only way we can actually see this mechanism in operation. So you're sitting there, you're watching your thoughts come and go. I mean, you think about, oh, I forgot to buy milk in the supermarket. That was that thought. There it comes. And now it's gone. And now I'm thinking about what I saw on TV last night. There it comes, and now it's gone. But I'm still here. Huh. You know, I have a headache, and it comes and it goes, and I'm still here, you know. And who is it what is it that's still here, right?
Right. Wow.
So that's our true nature, the field of consciousness.
Huh. Okay, that's the sound of my mind being blown. Or is it my mind being blown? Or wow.
To go on from that, you could say that once we discover that, then we also can start to notice the fact that we're lost in our stories, and that we're so identified with our stories that we are very seldom present in the moment. I mean, because again, the reality is this moment. Reality is now. Reality is here, right? But we're very seldom here and now. I mean, yes. Most of us are lost in the dream, which is, you know, either what happened in the past, you know, regretting, feeling anger, whatever we're feeling about something that already has happened, or we're lost in the future worrying about something that might happen. So most of us are never present in this moment. And this moment is the only place that you actually can be awake. It's the only moment where you can actually be happy too. So it's very interesting what we do. We're so mental today. We're so caught up in our thinking that most of us just miss our lives most of the time. So it's such a relief when you start to understand this and gain the capacity to be present with yourself in this moment. And then you discover that you are the happiness that you seek.
And be present with your real self, not your story self.
Exactly.
And that's And that's a real difference, because if I'm, you know, you go to a party and says, someone says, okay, who are you? And you start to say, well, here's who I am. This is my job. But that isn't really who I am. And if I'm not my story, who am I?
That's a really good question, isn't it?
Yeah.
A really good question.
And I can see how people might, it might be tempting to, once you come to that realization, retreat as fast as you can back into the story. In my own work, where I try to help bring people into the present moment, that moment of awareness, I ask people to start by doing that just for like 30 seconds. Because for some of us, the present moment, we're not used to being there. We don't know, you know what I mean? It's hard to stay there, and it's very tempting to go backwards into what feels safer, I think.
Well, yeah, I would say safer. It's probably just because it's a habit. It's because it's new territory, right? But I think also it's important to talk about what we mean by the word happiness, or at least what I mean by the word happiness. I mean, when I'm writing about, you know, happiness is our true nature, and you know, it's who we really are, and it's available only in this present moment. I'm not talking about what most people mean by happiness is like, you know, if I have a great job, or if I have a thin body, or if I have a wonderful husband, or if I have beautiful children, or if I have a lot of money in the bank. They're talking about sort of events, people, conditions which are external to them, and again, there's nothing wrong with having a nice husband or having money in the bank, but all of these things are conditional outer events and circumstances which come and go. So if your happiness is based on all these external things, I mean, that's okay, but just be aware of the fact that they're not permanent, that they don't last forever, that they come and go, and that you basically don't have any control over them.
Wow.
So the kind of happiness that I'm talking about when I say happiness is our true nature, it's actually a subjective inner state. The radiance of what we truly are is not something which comes and goes. It's permanent. It's what's always there. But we have so seldom contact with it because we're so lost in our stories, and also because we've been programmed to believe that our happiness is dependent on all these outer things. So we very seldom look within. We very seldom have the experience of the radiance of our own being. So in a way, it's like, you know, like when you really calm down enough to calm down, you could say, and to be present, it's like, whoa, you know?
Now, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back with Barbara Berger, we're going to talk more about the nature of happiness. We'll be right back.
The cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
What are we attracting in our life and relationships, and why? And how can we let go of attracting and being attracted to things that may not serve us? Peter Kane has been facilitating deep relationship work for over 30 years. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is passionate about bringing aliveness into your life and relationships. Contact Peter Kane for counseling, coaching, or breathwork. Visit peterkane.org. Or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends. Transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great! We should spread the word!
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies better respond to the modern world's high stress, toxicity, and pathogens. Herbs can assist our bodies with their powers of nourishment and strength, reconnect to the earth, and engage more fully with life through remedies from nature. Using vital herbs through teas, infused compounds, and powders, the talented, highly trained herbalists at Urban Wellness help choose the herbs best suited for you. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting Urban Wellness in downtown Kirkland or online at urbanwellness.net. That's urbanwellness.net.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get Inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, and I need you. Oh, how I need you. I'm glad you're listening today. My guest today is best-selling author Barbara Berger. Her latest book is The Awakening Human Being, A Guide to the Power of Mind. Barbara and I were talking about the off the air, and we were just talking about how this is a book that is not one of those things where you read it and you go, okay, I've read the book, I guess I'll go do something else. This is a book that inspires you to take action, and it's a very practical book. There are tools in here to help you use the power of your mind, use it wisely, as Barbara would say in the book, and there are things that you can work through in this book. So this isn't something you just flip through and then put down, right? And you did it that way on purpose, right, Barbara?
Absolutely. And thank you for saying that. It's really a very, very important point. A lot of people, you know, like you read spiritual books or you go to lectures or you listen to audiobooks or something, and then you don't apply it in your daily life, and then nothing happens. So if you really want to change, if you really want to grow, you gotta actually take these tools and you have to actually put them into practice in your daily life. And actually at the end of the book, I have three different kind of daily programs for people who want to. The second half of the book is chock full of tools. So how do you actually put this together and use it in your daily life? And at the very end of the book, I have three different levels of daily programs. I've got the light program for people who only want to do a little bit. I've got the medium program for people who want to do the medium amount. And then I have the turbo program for people who really want to have results very fast. So at the end of the book, you can see an outline of using the different techniques, how you should use them, how much time you should spend using them, and what you can expect to have happen when you do this.
Yeah. Well, and you spend some time talking about something that's very near and dear to my heart, which is the importance of a daily spiritual practice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that a lot of people who are seekers, when you say, okay, so what are you doing every day? What's your daily spiritual practice?
Right.
And they look at you like you just crawled out from under a rock.
Exactly. exactly. So one of the other things I'd really like to share now that I have the chance is I'd like to talk about one of the key concepts in the book and one of the key tools in the book. It's what I call noticing the difference between reality and our stories.
Right.
So let me give an example just so our listeners really understand what I'm talking about here. Let's just take a concrete situation. Let's take a divorce. Now, what is the reality of a divorce? So the reality of a divorce is that two people who live together under the same roof, they separate and go their separate ways. That's what a divorce is. Now, one person interprets being divorced as, you know, the end of the world. I'm going to be alone for the rest of my life. I'm losing the love of my life. What should I do? And this person, that's their interpretation of a divorce, and they get very depressed. They're very sad. Life seems really to have lost meaning for this person. Another person gets divorced, and it's like, hallelujah, I finally got rid of the jerk, and now I can, you know, now I'm free. And I know this can happen because that actually happened to me when I got divorced. I was just overjoyed. So, but in each case, the reality of the situation is the same, that two people who live together are now separating. So, and this is actually what one of the key concepts is that there is the reality, in other words, there's the event, what actually happens, and then there is our interpretation, in other words, our story about what this event means to us. And that's what we experience. So if you're getting divorced and you think it's the end of the world and you'll never find love again, you're going to be sad. And if you get divorced and you think, wow, now I'm finally free, then you're going to be happy. But the reality is the same. And so I have learned, I also work on a daily basis as a therapist. So I sit with people every day, all day long, looking at their stories. And I have noticed, for example, that when someone comes to me and say they did just get divorced, and they are very depressed, and they do have the story, oh, I'm going to be alone for the rest of my life, I'll never find love again, and they come with these statements, what I do as a therapist is I say, okay, well, let's look at the difference between your story and reality. And is it true that you're going to be alone for the rest of your life? And the person will go, well, I don't really know if I'm going to, okay. And you also said, oh, I'll never experience love again. I lost the love of my life. And then you can say, well, is that true? You know, and it's like one of the things that I have noticed sitting and talking to people day in and day out and listening to their stories is that when we're unhappy, we usually have catastrophic thinking about these events. And this is a perfect example. A woman will come and say, you know, I just got divorced and I'll never find love again. And when you actually poke around and say, you know, well, is this the reality? Can you know that you'll never experience love again? She'll say, oh, she might be right. Maybe I will experience love again. And then it's like, okay, it doesn't mean that you're not sad about getting divorced, but you're a little bit more sane about your situation. You're not quite so stuck in a catastrophic story, you know, which really doesn't have anything to do with reality. So it's like this concept to be able to compare your story to what's actually going on is so liberating, because you might discover that, you know, your story really doesn't have much to do with what's really going on. So that's one of the key concepts in this book, and I've got it in there because I have seen over and over again how happy people become when they're able to do this reality testing.
And it does bring people back to the present moment, doesn't it? If you say, you know, I'll never, or it will always be this way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, those are key words when you know that the person it's either black and white thinking, they're generalizing, catastrophic thinking, and just, you know, to bring them back to sweet reality, which is like, okay, maybe the situation is a bit challenging at the moment, but it's not the end of the world, and there are a lot of other nice people out there, and you've got a lot of good friends, and, you know, I mean, it's like, and then the person, you know, after they've cried and cried and cried and sort of get grounded again, it's like then the woman can walk out and say, okay, head high, you know, I can deal with this.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, So we call our, that's why we call our work Getting Real, you know, because getting real is actually a wonderful thing to do.
And I'm just, as I'm thinking about that example, I'm just thinking about how happiness in that situation doesn't come from being reassured. Yes, dear, it's okay. Yes, you'll find love again. It comes from honestly being aware in the present moment of what's, of what reality is, of what, truth is very loaded in this context, but of what is actual, what reality is what I'll say.
Well, also you could say, I mean, apropos what you're saying right now is, one of the exercises which I do with people, which is probably also in the book, I don't even remember myself, but is if you, the present, oh, it is in the book, the present moment, this moment right here, if we couldn't compare this moment to anything else, we would always be happy.
Uh-huh.
Because, I mean, it's, what is it that makes you unhappy in this moment? It's always that you're comparing this to something else.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's like, it's sort of kind of mind-boggling to just to try that exercise. If you could sit in your chair and say, I'm not going to compare this moment to any other moment, or to, it's like, what arises in you? It's like, it's sort of like your mind sort of, it's sort of like a meltdown moment, right? Like, what does that leave you with? So that also, when you do that and you really get it, it's like, then you realize that everything else is story. Because there really isn't anything going on.
Right. And then trying to take action from that place of being in the present moment, of not taking action from your story, from your assumptions, from all that comparison and judgment, that's, wow.
And it's so much more powerful. Because also really, you could say, that's really the voice of God and the voice of divinity working in and through you then, when you don't have all that other stuff filtering it out, really. I mean, then you feel not only sane, but you also feel powerful, because there's nothing preventing that flow, which is what you really are, because it's really all our stories that are blocking the flow too, you could say.
Right. And it probably means less, much less, maybe no emphasis on what other people may say or feel or project at you about what you're doing and the choices that you're making.
Mm. Yeah, because I mean, that's their story, right?
So
that's,
yeah, like, oh yeah,
you know, I mean, that's their story, that's their business. So
that's,
I mean,
exactly, again, right.
You can't really control that, but you know, our job is like to be in alignment with our own integrity. But how can you be in alignment in your own integrity if you're not quiet enough to actually go within and find out what is right for you?
Wow. Okay, I'm loving this. I'm officially loving this. You are listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Barbara Berger, and we're talking about her book, The Awakening Human Being. If you visit her website at beamteam.com, you can sign up for her newsletter, be one of the five people who will receive a free copy of this book, and download the mental laws from her site. We'll be right back after this.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Transformation Talk Radio is designed to attract people like you and like me. Millions of people across the globe are looking to uplevel their lives. If you have a message and want to take it out on Transformation Talk Radio, make sure you give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, or send an email to host@transformationtalkradio.com and get ready to host your own show on one of the fastest growing transformative networks in the world. Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
What would it take for you to feel free and know that you have all the time you need to fulfill your destiny and live the life of your dreams? Wouldn't it be wonderful to be in this state of being every single day? Learn how to develop this profound knowing and this skill by cultivating gratitude in your daily life. Each moment, you have a choice. Take the time now, in this present moment, to open yourself to more valuable time for you. Use our gratitude journal, graced with our bungee bookmark, infused with the essence of gratitude, and write down what you are grateful for. This daily practice will transform your life and shift your reality. Offer yourself this amazing gift of gratitude and transform your own life in health, creativity, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. I am the Uptown Girl. And of course, Chris DiPaola is my backstreet guy, making sure that everything is running smoothly here out of the fog. thanks, backstreet guy. My guest today is best-selling author Barbara Berger, and we're talking about her book, The Awakening Human Being, A Guide to the Power of Mind. We've been talking about realizing that you are not your story, connecting with reality, living in the present moment and realizing that we are not our thoughts. And so, Barbara, now what do we need to live a happy life? How do we put all this together?
Well, I think, first of all, it's a good idea to ask yourself, what do you need to live a happy life? That's one of the things that I notice, again, sitting with people, teaching, talking to people all the time, is that most of us have such unrealistic expectations to what we actually think we need to live a happy life. I mean, first of all, we're so out of directed, and we do live in a very materialistic society, and we have expectations to things we need to have, the amount of money we need to have, the kind of relationships we need to have. I mean, we have the list of what we think we need to live a happy life. That alone will drive anyone crazy, as far as I can see. So I think that actually, if you really want to live a happy life, it's kind of a good idea to even start there and to ask yourself, what do you think you need to live a happy life? One of the things that I've really noticed, people usually come to me when they're in crisis, right? When things are not going well, it's either in their relationship, or it's financially, or it's their health. So these are the three areas where something breaks down, something doesn't live up to their expectations. And usually crisis is like, oh no, poor me, what's going to happen to me, and all that. But what I have discovered is that crisis is usually the best thing that can happen to anyone, Because when we're in crisis, we start to question, and we start to question our expectations to what it takes to live a happy life. And usually it turns out for people who are really have had very, very serious crises, that that's the start of a whole new life, a whole new approach. They get new tools, they let go of all this baggage, and then they find out that they really didn't need all that stuff. They didn't really need all the people, the things, the health, the body, whatever it was, because it's been taken away from them anyway. So questioning our expectations is a really good place to start.
Wow, and how much of what I think I need to be happy is connected with that story that I'm stepping away from?
Exactly, because again, it comes back to really what is preventing you, me, or anyone from being happy right now. It's really a great question to ask yourself. What is preventing you from being happy right now? And what, actually, that's a really great exercise like we could leave people with tonight. And that is, if you sit down right now and ask yourself, what is preventing you from being happy right now? And then write down what comes to mind. There you will have the stories that you need to investigate. You will have this, you know, it's my health, or it's I don't have enough money in the bank, or it's my husband, or it's my wife, or it's my children. What is it? And then look at that story and find out, what does it have to do with you, actually?
You talk in the book about the different focus tools that people can use as they're examining those assumptions in those stories. And I was very drawn to your use of the work of Byron Katie in terms of asking people, is this true?
Yeah.
You really know that it's true.
Exactly. I'm a really big Byron Katie fan. I mean, the work of Byron Katie, I highly recommend it. It's a great way to investigate your stories. You have all these thoughts, your opinions about people, situations. And if you use her tool, the work, and you ask these questions, you will, I guarantee you, discover the most amazing new insights. And it will set you free in ways that you cannot imagine. So, yeah, it's a terrific tool. Actually, in the book, I'd like to say that, too. I have actually two groups of tools. I have the tools where you can investigate your stories using, for example, the work of Byron Katie. And then the other kind of tools that I have in the book are what I call focus tools. Because when we understand the way our minds work, we understand that what we focus our attention on is what we get to experience. And when you know that this is the way the mind works, and when you know that this is what is creating your experience, then it's a good idea to use the power of focus to focus on things that you actually do want to experience.
Right.
So, instead of being a victim of focusing, I mean, when you see people who are very negative, for example, there are people who are focusing their attention in a not so wise way. In other words, they don't realize that they're a victim of their own misuse of the power of their minds. But when you get it, when you see the power of your mind, then you say, okay, well, maybe the focus of my attention is not so wise in this situation. And so I have a lot of different focus tools, and probably the easiest one to use and the one that always works is the focus tool, which is gratitude, making gratitude lists, focusing your attention on everything that you have in your life to be thankful for. It's an amazing way of lifting your spirits, and it's an amazing way of making yourself happy right now. It's an amazing way of changing your set point and the tone of your whole day. And it's an amazing way of attracting more good into your life. So focus tools are also a great way of using the power of your mind wisely.
And you say in the book that whatever you focus your attention on, of course, it grows. So stepping out of that, stepping back from that focus on all the negative things, maybe all the reasons you think you aren't happy, leads you towards focusing on things that bring you light, that bring you into happiness.
Well, you could say one of the mental law in the book is the law of substitution, which actually says that since what you focus your attention on is what you experience and what you attract more of into your life, if you notice that you're focusing poorly, if you notice that your focus is negative, you can't say, okay, I'm going to stop thinking negatively, because then you're actually just focusing more on the fact that you're thinking negatively. But you can change your focus by substituting another thought. That's the great law of substitution. In other words, you can't change your focus by saying no more negative thinking, but you can change your focus by choosing another focus. In other words, if I say to you, Karen, don't think about the Statue of Liberty.
Uh-oh. So what you just did.
About? You're thinking about the Statue of Liberty. Then I say, but okay, think about chocolate ice cream. Okay, yeah. By thinking about chocolate ice cream, now you're not thinking about the Statue of Liberty anymore. So it's like I can't say, Karen, stop thinking about the Statue of Liberty, because then you're just thinking about it more. But if I get you to think about something else, then it goes away automatically. So it's again to understand the way the mind works, and then you can use it to your advantage. You're no longer a victim of these mechanisms that are automatic, impersonal, and are in operation all the time for all people.
Wow.
So by understanding these mechanisms, you become the master. So it's really, really great fun.
Barbara, thank you so much for being on the show today. I really appreciate you taking the time. I know it's very late in Denmark. So thank you for staying up to be on Out of the Fog.
For inviting me. I love talking to you.
Thank you. And I feel the same way about it. Thank you so much. My guest today was Barbara Berger. She is the author of many books. We've been talking about her book, The Awakening Human Being, A Guide to the Power of Mind. You can go to her website, beamteam.com, beamteam.com. Sign up for her newsletter. She's giving away 5 free copies of this book. It's an awesome book. Download the free resources on her site. Next week at this time on Transformation Talk Radio and the Mighty WBLQ, my guest is psychic medium Brandi Chrisman. You haven't heard of her probably. You're going to remember her after next week's show. Thank you for listening today. Together we are spreading a little more light in the world. And a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.
You've been listening to the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Visit FogCityPsychic.com today to book your session with Karen and learn about upcoming events and classes. If you've missed any part of this amazing show, go to FogCityPsychic.com for your free download. See you next week.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Hey everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.